Hi, my name's Amy Lee.
Hi, I'm Jeremy Kim. What's your major?
My major is business administration. And you?
My major is chemistry, but I'm hoping to get into medical school after I graduate.
Wow, you must be smart. Do you have a scholarship?
I used to, but I drank too much my freshman year.
Honestly? I like that. So, are you an idea person or a detail person?
Foremost, I'm an idea person. But when it's required, I'm a detail person. I just need coffee.
I hear that. Specific examples, please?
Well, for example, making a PowerPoint presentation. I'm very visual and I love designing the layout and page format. For me, each slide is like a painting that must be carefully composed.
I'm the same way.
But after the PPT is finished, I must go through tediously and make sure that all the slides have consistent formatting. Detail work cannot be rushed. What about you? Are you an idea person or a detail person?
I'm an idea person. I get my satisfaction from the idea. After that, anyone can handle the details.
For example?
Remember that American TV sitcom, Friends? Well, somebody had the idea, hey, let's make a TV show about six young, attractive, single people in Manhattan. Three male, three female. The rest is details.
You're right. Original ideas are the rarest thing on earth. Are you a people person, a joiner, or a loner?
Oh, I'm a people person. I was a class president in high school, and once I had a job in sales, and I loved it. I'm very social, but I also enjoy my time alone.
For example?
First, I belong to a club in my major, and second, I'm also on the student council. And third, I coach Little League soccer at my church. It's ironic. I teach the kids soccer, and they teach me patience.
Ah, yes, patience. What do you do with your time alone?
I like to read. I get that from my parents. And when there's a good movie on Netflix, I'll watch it.
What do you like to read?
I like history, mainly historical biographies. Give me a good book and I can read for hours.
For example?
Madame Curie, Golda Meir, Margaret Thatcher. I'm tired of history being only about old white men.